On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman. And you listen to Redskins Talk with JP Filling.
Well, well, well. What up, everybody? JP Finley here, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are on the field at Lincoln Financial Field. The Redskins just took a pretty tough L. They lost a lot of players. They lost an important game. They're now 0-2 in the division. The Eagles have a commanding 6-1 record. The Eagles are 3-0 in the division. It's a tough night for Redskins fans. It is not insurmountable. We're going to get to that. We're going to explain all that. We got a lot to talk about. We're here, the crew you like to listen to after games. Tandler's here. Say what's up, Tandler.
What's up?
Local celebrity Mitch Tischler's in the building, or I guess in the stands.
In the stadium.
In the stadium.
That's
right.
What's up,
guys? Set the scene. We're just standing up because we couldn't find any chairs. We're standing up behind the field goal post in the end zone. Who scored on this end zone? Was this the Jordan Reed touchdown?
Jordan Reed's second touchdown.
Jordan Reed's second touchdown.
Chris Thompson's first touchdown.
A lot to get to. Let's get quick. We'll go around the group here. Kind of your instant reaction to that game.
Yeah, the defense, it reminded me of Kansas City a lot in a lot of ways, especially in that second quarter when the Redskins did well in the first quarter, didn't really do enough when they got the ball close. But once the Eagles got going there in the second quarter, I think I counted, this is going into the third quarter, after the Redskins scored to take the 10-3 lead, the Eagles ran 23 plays going into the third quarter. The Redskins ran six. Three and outs.
Woof, woof, woof.
Not counting the kneel down at the end of the first half.
Okay, so we got a lot more to get to. We got Mitch's reaction, my reaction. We got game balls and goats. We got to settle up on over-unders. There's plenty more to get to, but before we go, quick thanks to our good friends at Commuter Connections, commuterconnections.org, 800-745-RIDE. Their app is Carpool Now. Listen, guys, they will give you a free ride to work. You can schedule it. It's a free ride to work. There's few things better than that. I wish I had a free ride home from Philadelphia right now. That's what I wish I had.
I could take one of those, too.
Yeah, all right. Mitch, instant analysis time.
Instant analysis? I didn't think the Redskins played particularly poorly. I think the Eagles are the best team in the NFL. And Carson Wentz might be the best player in the NFL right now. And maybe it's going a little overboard, maybe. But they looked great. He's looked great, and tonight was particularly a good showing.
I'm with you, man. I said this on our show, in the postgame show, Redskins Extra, that the Skins, you know, had some hiccups, certainly. They couldn't run the ball. Carson Wentz is the MVP through seven games, man. And sometimes you just get beat by a better team. They got beat by a better team.
I've never seen anybody get out of quite like that.
That third
that
down.
Sack he got out.
That late third down.
It was a three. The Redskins just scored. It was three and out.
It had changed.
And it, you know, the game would have flipped right there. Somebody could have grabbed it. Man, he burrowed his way out of there, got 17 yards, and the game was over. Shortly thereafter, the game was over.
It really was. And the momentum seemed to be going to the Redskins' side right there. Just a killer L. And I talked to Bashaud Breeland after the game, and he told me, you know, that was the backbreaker right there. And I think it was.
No question.
All right. Couple things to address. The Terrell Pryor, Josh Doctson situation. I have been saying, last week I said this, I think Doxson's going to get more snaps, and I think it means less snaps for Terrell Pryor.
I recall that.
Thank you, Tandler. We saw it. And Tandler, you and I saw this at practice last week where Pryor was not getting as many reps, and he didn't look thrilled about it. I'll say this. What Terrell Pryor said in the postgame was very impressive. He owned it, said, hey, I'm rooting for Josh. I'm cool with the coach.
He owned it, but I also think that he was very surprised.
Oh, yeah.
I think that he may have seen fewer reps coming. I don't think he saw, one rep in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's true.
You know, one of the questions they asked in postgame, they asked him about how difficult it was to, you know, come in the third quarter after not playing. And he literally just said, man, I was on the bench. I was cheering my guys on. I was rooting. He's like, Josh is my guy. I want him to do well. But, I mean, you could see, you can just tell. You know, a guy like that's not used to not getting, you know, 85% of the plays.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, as JP just alluded to, a lot of times we see things in practice that we don't really talk about. We know they're not significant. We kind of file them away for later.
And the portion of practice we're seeing isn't the real offense. Yeah. They're just running drills. But it was noticeable that
he
was
Doxson,
Grant, Reed.
Helmet off, watching these individual drills.
And I wouldn't in any way, and I don't want people to think that – we are saying that Pryor was pouting or anything like that. He was just not on the field. It wasn't any sort of – I don't think this is any sort of – what's the word I'm looking for? There hasn't been any trouble. Right.
Trouble, yeah. Nothing happened.
He hasn't produced on the field, and I think they think Doxson can. Here's what I don't understand. And I asked Terrell Pryor this, and he looked at me with as much – I don't want to say confusion, but he doesn't seem to understand it either. Why? Here's a novel concept. Why can't Terrell Pryor and Josh Doxson be on the field at the same time?
Can we talk?
That's a good question.
Jameson Crowder hasn't been great.
Right.
And we're not even talking about special teams.
And we haven't just talked about Ryan Grant.
Right. But just he hasn't been great. Why is he on the field for as many offensive plays as he has? And I'm not saying Doxson has been better than Crowder or Crowder's been better than Doxson. But, I mean, between the two of them, neither have been particularly spectacular.
No.
Okay.
One real quick.
Sure.
I will say on the bench during the first half, as Pryor's not playing, stayed engaged in the game. Wasn't pouting, wasn't sitting without his helmet, wasn't not watching the game. So, you know, for whatever that is, you know, you like seeing the guy staying in it.
Redskins are wildly ineffective at running the ball. That's a problem.
And on short third downs.
Well, gosh.
That was confusing.
Again, they didn't run the ball. Let's see, that's 14.
They got away from it this 18, game like they did week one.
18 rushing plays, including 3 scrambles by Cousins and 1 Jameson Crowder end around. So 14 carries by running backs.
That's not enough.
Especially
not enough carries.
And it leaves their defense exposed. We haven't even talked about all the damn injuries yet. I mean,
there's a lot to unravel here.
The offensive line and the secondary are ravaged by injuries at this point. Ravaged. And
maybe that's why they couldn't run the ball
right
as much.
And I think I don't want to go too far on injuries right now because we don't know enough. By the time we do our next podcast, and hell, it's Monday night or it's Tuesday morning, so our next podcast we're going to have to do in 24 hours anyway, and Taylor's reaching for his heart. I think the thought of another podcast in 24 hours gave him heartburn. You all right, big man?
I'm doing fine.
All right. It's well past his bedtime.
Taylor powers through on the late games, though, man.
Yeah,
and he'll
does.
Still be up at damn 5 a.m. or whatever.
I know. That's what's wild
And that's
about
sleeping
it.
In when he sleeps till 5.
Yeah, definitely. But
all right. We're going to go in-depth on the injuries once we know more about the injuries. Right now, it's speculation, and frankly, it's not worth time because that stuff will be expired quickly.
Trent walked off the field with a huge ice wrap on that knee.
Yeah, I think that was kind of the last series. I think if they'd been driving for the tying score or something, I think he probably would have been in. I think he probably could have gutted it out, but he.
Oh, I don't think it was any more injury the last drive.
Right, and I saw one of the medical staff was putting a big old brace on Brandon Scherff's knee too. I think that's gonna be a tricky situation. But we got some stuff we got to get to. Game balls and goats. Jordan Reed get a game ball?
2 touchdowns, first 2 touchdowns of the year. I would say so.
All right, so that was mine. I called it. So you get to call one.
Ryan Kerrigan. I think he got 2 half sacks, but he was active in the run game. He played a good game.
I'm going to go Quentin Dunbar. I thought that he stepped in pretty admirably considering the situation they were in as well as Wentz was playing. He did get beat on a couple balls here and there, but I thought all in all, I thought he played pretty well considering what he was asked to step into.
Incorrect. Dunbar played well, but had a fair penalty in the end zone. The game ball from the secondary.
And a face mask.
Right. The game ball from the secondary goes to Bashaud Breeland. And we're going to play my interview with him after the podcast. But Breeland, I don't believe, had a single pass connected in his coverage, and he's playing on one leg. What Breeland did out there, we're going to talk about Trent all week, but what Breeland did was pretty damn impressive, too.
Yes.
Any other game balls to give out?
When you lose by 10 points.
Mitch is out here feeling generous. He's grabbing for the mic.
I don't know if it's a game ball worthy, but Zach Brown was in on a lot of quarterback pressures and stopping the run. 1.5 sacks.
That's impressive.
And some good dances after those sacks, too.
What about, do I get a game ball for eating 8 cannolis?
I thought we were trying for double digits. Yeah. I saw on Twitter you're going double digits.
They were gone, dude. I went back and they were all gone.
Were these the pumpkin cannolis?
You got a stockpile if you have a goal to reach.
I was almost just hazing myself because I didn't even like them that much. The pumpkin wasn't that great. I wish it was just like regular vanilla cannolis.
Yeah, the shell was a little soggy. Yeah.
I'm not a big cannoli guy. I'm gonna throw it out there.
But, you know, I know where Philly and cannolis are a thing.
Holy cannoli. All right. Okay. I do think the GOATs section will be a little longer. I really like and respect this player, but DJ Swearinger had a rough night in coverage. I think you got to go to him as a GOAT to start things off. No doubles. You're up, Taylor.
Two touchdown passes given up. Let me think 1 second. I'm going to go. I don't think his fellow safety Monte Nicholson played particularly well either. Somebody's got to cover Zach Ertz. You know it's going to. He didn't have a ton of catches. But still, in crucial situations, there he was. You think Nicholson, the speed guy, is the guy that should be covering him?
We've talked a lot about Matt Ioannidis so far. I didn't think he had a particularly good game. I think he disappeared for the most part in run stopping and in the pass rush.
Yeah, he didn't get much pressure.
He'd been great through six weeks. But
and the question was.
Right.
Without John Allen, what's going to happen with Matt Ioannidis? And I don't think they're completely correlated,
You know, the beginning of the game, they come out in their shorts and T-shirt. Matt Ioannidis and John Allen walk out together.
Dude, they've become thick as thieves.
They have, and they walk around the field, and they do some warm-ups and whatnot. Matt Ioannidis walking out today from the field just felt so sad. John Allen wasn't there. He was just kind of, you know, moping out there. It was an odd look.
I don't know if this is quite GOAT status, but I tell you what, Junior Gallette, Jason Peters went out of the game. That's who Junior Gallette, after Preston Smith went out with a groin injury, you know, he really didn't get much done on going against Big V.
And they have torched Big V last year. I mean, Ryan Kerrigan torched them.
You guys aren't even going to attempt a pronunciation?
No chance.
Big V.
And part of it is I don't have it written down in front of me. I couldn't guess that. I'm backtracking here for a game ball.
Whoa.
How about the rookie kicker? Kid's never played in the NFL. 2 extra points, made his field goal. They weren't the prettiest.
3 extra points?
The late one. You're right. The kind of the garbage time. I think he deserves credit for I don't think – did they have a – now, the onside kick was terrible, but I think the onside kick was terrible, dude. But those are hard to get. I mean, that's kind of fluky anyway.
He didn't get a bounce on it. He was.
Right. You need to get a bounce on that.
He was trying to get a bounce. He didn't get a bounce.
I'm going to say one more thing. I don't know if this makes a game ball or a GOAT, but if you notice when local celebrity Mitch Tischler gets the mic, then it ends up you and I are sharing the other mic, Taylor.
I have been trying to hand you the mic for 10 minutes here.
You've been holding it for 15.
I literally was holding it out for you like this.
I don't know, man.
Just because you didn't want to go for it, I'm sorry, I can't help you out.
Can we get a ruling, Taylor?
I think he's going to edit it out anyway because we're running on.
No, we're not. We're fine. Taylor's just being – oh, what do you know? Taylor's being a
wet
blanket.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever. Let's move on.
It's late. It's fast as bedtime.
No, you know what? I know what Taylor wants to do. He wants to get to over-unders because a certain Rich Taylor – yeah, all right, you won. Let's get it out there. Okay. Taylor won over unders thanks to a garbage time touchdown.
Woohoo! On the way. You know another thing? Okay, I said, we were close on over under. It looked like that my scientific method for calculating Cousins' passing yards.
Right.
Came up with 322. He had 303. Not bad. 19 yards.
I think we both thought he'd be right around 300.
Right.
All right, so let's go through the numbers. We had Kirk Cousins over under 290. I said over. Tandler, you said?
We both took over.
And he went over.
You went over.
What was his yardage?
303.
Okay. So we are one for one. We had Chris Thompson at 110 total yards. What was the what were the numbers there?
The 26 receiving and 38 rushing. So that sounds like 64 to me.
That is under.
That is under.
Did we both say over?
We both said over.
Okay, so we both got that wrong.
By the way, I've been warming up my voice for and we haven't gotten one yet.
I know.
Well, we both got an there, but
okay.
You can only apply the when one.
Okay,
oh, Tandler's
second
ready.
Half points.
Oh, Tandler is ready.
Over, under. Reader submitted, listener submitted, 9.5. Redskins scored 14 points there. I said over, so I had that, and JP said... Under.
I said under. I was wrong. I liked my chances. Tandler actually nudged me kind of in the ribs late in the game. He's like, hey, the second half over under is still in play. And I was
That's
like,
when they were driving for
and,
that.
And
that.
I was like, damn it. I had a feeling that I was going to lose.
When the Redskins got the ball back with 1:45 left as 6-point dogs after the doinked field goal down by 10 at that point.
Yep.
They were looking at that backdoor cover. They were staring at it. They had the door open.
I know.
They were ready to go.
All right, so that means Tandler now has his third win of the season in over-unders, which means you get your fancy Starbucks.
Starbucks drink.
So we'll be back out at the park probably Wednesday. You can decide on the time sometime this week. You will get your Starbucks.
We'll see one day when I need a lift. Because I'll not only get a lift from the Starbucks, I'll get a lift from the fact that you have to buy it for me.
I know. And you get to take the picture and tweet it out.
I'll get a lift out of watching JP buy it, too. It'll be fun.
I'll make sure you're there that day, Mitch.
Although I don't know how to work that machine half the time. The Apple Pay.
Oh, I'll show you.
Car.
I'll show you. Don't worry.
I'll Venmo you, Tandler. Do you have Venmo?
You are going to buy it. You're going to put the money in. You're going to buy
it. There's no way that Tandler knows what Venmo is.
I know what PayPal is. I know what Venmo is. I just don't have one.
A little hipper than
I
expected.
I have PayPal.
PayPal is the MySpace to Venmo's Facebook.
Okay, and I still record things on my TiVo. So, you know.
You have an actual TiVo?
Yes.
Wow, good for you. I had a TiVo.
What electrical device do you think Tandler doesn't own?
He is an electronic junkie.
Everything.
All right, we're gonna stay tight here. We're gonna keep it moving because I got a feeling we might get thrown off the field here before too long.
Yeah, they're turning off the lights,
which is always a sign.
Which you can't see on the podcast, but it's
all right. 140 character answers. 3-3. A lot of football left. Next two games are tough.
Not even the halfway point.
Just
last time
on,
I checked,
dude. I'm not gonna answer the question yet.
I'm emphasizing your point. Sorry.
Well, I'm not making a point. I'm asking you. All right, anyway.
These guys bicker like a couple, like a married old couple. Old married couple.
3-3. What is that? 10 games left.
Yeah.
Next two are Dallas at home, at Seattle. Fans are very worried that the season is shot. I would say it is not. I think the NFC East title race is over.
I don't think so. I'm not going to say that it is.
Homer.
The Eagles – they were 5-1 a couple of years ago, and they collapsed. Left tackle, Jason Peters, he's not Trent Williams hampered. He is out. You got to go with Big V for the rest of the year. Jordan Hicks?
Yeah.
Middle linebacker.
Carson Wentz, dude.
Redid his ankle. Okay. Good quarterback can get you a long way, and maybe he can. I'm just saying it's not over. That's
Tandler
all.
Just blew.
I agree with you that it's not over. I think the NFC East title race is over.
I don't think it is either. I don't think it is.
I think the Skins are absolutely still in contention for a wild card spot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Tandler just blew right through the 140 characters.
Yeah, dude.
He blew right through
280 characters.
He blew through 280 characters.
Mitch, what say you?
I say that the first loss to the Eagles, Redskins fans were worried that the world was going to end. They went out and beat the Rams.
You're at 140.
They went out and beat the Rams, who everyone thought was going to be a bad team. It's turned out to be probably their best win of the season. The Cowboys are great on offense.
Are you trying
on defense.
To say that you don't know anything in the NFL week to week?
Okay. You're a Facebook post at this point.
Better than a blog
Tandler,
post.
The 140 joke was good, but when you went to the Facebook post, I think you might have lost it.
Well, I tried.
When's the next edition of Tandler's Got Jokes?
Well, not enough time to prepare this week.
Today's a Tuesday.
Well, I'm asking because Have we done October? Or we're waiting for November, or have we not done October? Are you sure we didn't do late September?
Oh hell, I don't know.
It's late September, man. It's October.
Yeah, I'm not doing them tomorrow. I'm not ready. I gotta get on the train.
Maybe like a Halloween session.
There we go. All right. Although I hate Halloween.
Who hates Halloween?
I hate it.
You are such a freaking wet blanket.
Who hates Halloween?
Who are you?
Me.
Why?
What
is
that hate about it?
Oh my god.
You don't like candy?
Nah.
You like candy, dude. I've seen you eat plenty of candy.
Let him answer this. I don't get candy on Halloween.
There's candy everywhere.
People come bothering me at the door.
Hey, it's because you want to go to bed. That's it. You don't like people knocking on the door at 7 o'clock.
You, like me, worked in the bar business for as long as you did, and you still don't hate Halloween?
Dude, Halloween was one of the wildest nights to bartend.
Yes, that's fun.
I hated it.
And let's be honest, many of the costumes these days are quite provocative and interesting to see.
I don't go out. I just...
You don't go to bars on Halloween, Taylor?
I'm shocked.
How about the candy hall at Redskins Park in the media room?
I can live post with that, but you know what? I'll go buy a damn bag of candy if we just skip the
hall.
You're
the worst.
Of all the things to be cranky on.
Of all the hot takes in the world. That's what you're going with?
All right. Yeah. You're
the Grinch.
We've derailed. The Grinch that stole Halloween, Rich Chandler.
The Grinch that stole Halloween.
All right, folks. We are – stay right here. We're going to go to Bashaud Breeland. He was very cool and came on Redskins Extra tonight and gave us a lot of good stuff, good insight. Taylor, what do we tell the people to do?
Subscribe and wait a sec. It's not comment. It's review. Leave a review.
Dude, Taylor's playing all the hits tonight.
I'm getting on. And check out commuterconnections.org.
Oh, look at that. And a plug. All right, seriously, reviews. Folks, I haven't checked this weekend. We were very close to 50. Y'all know that the goal is 50 by Halloween. We need to make sure that happens. Taylor, we got to come up with – here's what I think we do.
If we get to 50 – the listeners get to choose Chandler's Halloween costume.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
And if we don't get to 50, they get to choose JP's Halloween costume. How about that?
I don't like
Boom,
that.
This is a good bet.
I don't even, all right.
This is a good bet.
Mitch, it's time to give up the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's what, I'm going to try to get one of the reviews onto Redskins 100, onto the show. And AJ Atai is a producer. He's my buddy. I think we can pull that off. Chandler, tell the folks something to encourage them.
The season is not halfway over. We're two games short of the season being halfway over. There is a lot of football left to be played. A
lot of football left. You know what's remarkable is I think the consensus certainly is that this team is better than last year's team. Last year's team at this point was 4-2. This year's team is obviously 3-3. So the football, the NFL, man, you never know what's going to happen next.
Yep.
All right, Mitch, say goodbye.
Bye.
Chandler, say goodbye.
Bye, folks.
Everybody, listen now. Bashaud Breeland coming your way.
Bashaud Breeland, by my numbers here, 29 plays, targeted 4 times, no receptions, no yards. Had himself a heck of a game on a bad wheel, JP.
Yeah, I don't know if you could hear all the stats there, but you played really well, and you did it with a bad knee. Let's start with how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling pretty good right now. I can't say I'm sore until after the game. You know what I'm saying? Once the meds and stuff wear off, but I'm good right now.
We'll see how you feel tomorrow. Is that kind of where it is?
Pretty much.
All right. Let's talk about this game. As we listen to the statistics there, you and I were talking. It felt like a close game, and in some ways, you said it reminded you of Week 1, the loss to the Eagles.
Yeah, we won. Same thing for 17-10 at halftime. How it was? Explosive plays. Once they get them explosive plays, they kind of feed off of that. The energy start going. They start making more and more plays. You know what I'm saying? They start getting feeling themselves.
Speaking of explosive plays, that quarterback Carson Wentz. What's it like going against that guy who can seemingly get out of every sack, every trouble he finds himself in and out of the pocket?
Yeah, he keeps you on your toes. I always compare him to Big Ben, you know what I mean? You can hit him, and he's just going to fight for the extra yards, and his eyes stay down the field, you know what I mean? So you got to plaster on your receivers, you know what I mean, when they break contain, because he'll throw it deep.
What about the huge third down play where it looked like he was sacked? It looked like he was down for a loss, and he busts out of it, gets that big gain. What does that do to the defense mentally when they're able to get one like that?
Yeah, I really think that third down was the backbone of the game. You know what I mean? We let them get that. We had a chance. We was fighting back. You know what I mean? We started to get a little momentum, and then they just took it from them with that third down.
Injuries are mounting for you guys. I know that you're playing in a lot of pain.
Fabian Moreau, Josh Holsey, Josh Norman wasn't out there. What does it do to your psyche? What is Torian Gray telling you when today you had three healthy corners at one point?
Yeah, I mean, we had the fight. It was no, it came, no man, nobody else could go out. And if you was hurt, you had to push through it to finish this game because we really didn't have nobody else to bring in.
And then the young guys on this squad, what do you think of the play of Kendall Fuller and Quentin Dunbar?
Yeah, man, I like them a lot. You know what I mean? They've grown a lot from last year, especially last year. Kendall and Dunbar, you know what I mean? They starting to become the players that we need them to be.
I got to say, Bree, playing on one leg and then coming to talk to us after that game, I really appreciate it. And I truly believe Redskins fans do as well.
For sure.
Thank you for coming on.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.